Culture Vultures.
Ha!
Culture Vultures.
Ha!
Culture Vultures.
Ha!
Culture Vultures.
It's Pop Culture Vulture, your girl, La Loca.
Hey, how you doing? It's Utopia.
And it's Mike. I'm the third Mike.
We're celebrating a Friendsgiving today since we got patty pies.
Woo! And we about to tear down this cherry cobbler. Mike is really doing the most to make sure that he cuts it nicely.
I did everything I could to keep it intact, but this piece of pie is it's delicious.
It's a cobbler, boo.
I'm sorry. It looks fantastic.
I've never had cobbler before.
Then you got to get a piece.
Well, I'm doing the sweet potato. I love me some patty sweet potato. That's mine.
You have to try the cobbler, though. Just a small piece. I'll give you a small piece. Yeah.
Look at this thing. My God. I know this is an audio medium, but this goddamn cobbler looks so good.
I'm not gonna front. I wish I had some ice cream right now, but
yeah, Jamie, can you get an ice cream account so we can pair and then put the ice cream?
That's what I'm talking about. We got a sales rep in here, or sales manager. I'm sorry,
yeah.
He got promoted.
Oh, woo!
Woo! Congrats to Jamie.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
He got promoted.
What's his new title now?
Sales manager.
So next time we go out for drinks, most definitely on your side. It's on you.
Yes. Martini. But how was everybody's Thanksgiving?
Mine was super dope. A lot of family come through. We had a really, really great time. I didn't eat as much as I wanted to because I had to be back at the studio at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Yeah, so I was afraid that if I had that second and third meal that I wasn't going to wake up because I was already tired. Mm-hmm. So when I tell you I had to like sit in a corner furthest away from the kitchen with my legs crossed and my hands on top of it just so I could not get up for that second and third plate, mm-hmm. that was me for at least like the last 3 hours of our Thanksgiving dinner. It was so crazy.
Mm-mm.
So crazy, but it was good. What about you guys?
Mike?
Oh, it was fine. My mom and my sister have been fighting most of the holiday season so far because my sister is in love.
Mm.
Yeah. She went to University of Maryland for college, and she graduated in the springtime, and she met a guy when she was down there, this dude Drew, who's very nice and family like
the disclaimer.
I know it sounds like one.
He's nice.
He's so nice. He really is, but obviously he's from Maryland and grew up in a big Italian family. So my mom is really laying that guinea shit thick on my sister. She's saying like because my sister just is thinking she wants to move to Maryland now after the after she finishes grad school,
mm-hmm.
and my mom's just like, you're not moving to Maryland. I didn't raise you so you can move to Maryland. You're staying in Jersey.
But what's so up about Maryland? Is it that
it's just far?
Oh,
my mom wants to like be able to
have you guys near.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right. To be able to like. Take
I mean,
a quick
low
trip.
Key, your mom is such a boss. Like from the stories that you've told us about her, and now hearing this, the fact that she's been a boss since what like 1990, 80 something, or whatever, like that. When was the first
probably,
child? I love it.
My mom runs the show, and sometimes that's a good thing, sometimes that's a really bad thing. But as long as I'm not in the middle of whatever the dramatics are that mm-hmm. day, it's usually fine.
So you're just literally sipping tea like Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
Like, watch.
I'm just sitting there like, all right, work this out, whatever your problems are. You know?
She should let your sister live. She has a man. It's that time. Grow your wings. Get the hell up on my house.
Yeah. Yeah,
sorry.
You'd think. I don't know, but like that's the thing with like Italians are super like family oriented to the T.
Oh yeah, us too though. Hispanics don't leave the house. You could be 50 years old. I'm still living in mommy's house with my husband and my kids.
Did you grow up with like grandparents in the house and stuff too?
No, she lived in Dominican Republic. But if she every time she came, she stayed at our house.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
And it'd be for like a year. And then she'll go back.
Right.
And then
she'll
come back for a year.
Those year long
grandma's
visits.
Coming for the year.
Yeah, because you know they go over there for a little bit, make sure they got their papers right, mm-hmm. and then they come back.
Yeah.
Then they go, yes, we gotta make sure our papers are correct.
Yeah. Did you though, but you were raised in Jersey,
mm-hmm.
and then you went and did the Orlando thing for a little. How long were you in Orlando?
I went there when I was 25. I did it for 10 years. I came back here for 35.
But 10 years is a long time. Were your parents pissed?
Where do your parents live?
They live in Tampa. I left here to be there with them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah. But when I was there with them, I started dating people and I moved in with them, as I'm doing now with Mr. Tinder.
And we'll get to that in a sec. So, how far were you away from your parents? Because you were raised in Plainfield, right?
No, I was raised in Perth Amboy.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yes. I was raised in Perth Amboy. I didn't leave their house till they left New Jersey. And then I went to Florida after they were gone for some time. Then I went and lived with them. Was it 25, 26, 27?
You tell me.
No. Yeah, shut up. I'm doing the math. When I was 20, 28, I moved in with a guy.
Okay.
Then I went back home after we broke up. Then I moved in with another guy. And then we broke up. I went back home. So it was like a seesaw, but I was never more than an hour away from them. But it was still close because Orlando and Tampa, it's far.
Yeah.
But it's nothing but a hop, skip on the I-4 and you're there. Or when I lived in Tampa, it depends on how fast you drive.
Okay.
Is it like from here to Philly?
How far is it to get to Philly?
About an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah.
But I don't know why it feels like it's quicker in Florida. I guess because we ain't got nothing to look at. So we're like, view, you're there.
Mm-hmm.
But and when I lived in Tampa, I was like 20 minutes away from them. And my mom was always at my house. Like they would on the weekends, always there. The guy I was dating was like, can you please tell him to leave? I wish you would try to tell him that again. That's mom and dad. They come anytime they want. And they're cooking for us. You want to eat? You know? So, but yeah. My parents... They didn't like me living with anybody but them. My father would, every time I moved out, he'd be like, come home.
My dad is the same way, too. Yeah. Like same, what are you doing? He cried when I moved to Oklahoma. Like, boo-hoo, like, tears. My mother was like, shut up. Like, he was sniffling in his sleep. Like, it was like, it was rough for him. Like, when I moved.
But you're the baby. You're his little girl.
Well, yeah. I'm the only one. So, but I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal because I was very adamant about, you know, it was a full-time gig. Mm-hmm. The top 100 market, like I was really excited about it, and like I did my due diligence. I went down there to make sure that I wasn't gonna die when I got down there, and you know, like I did the before I signed on the signed anything, I was like, let me just come down here for a little bit and see what I could do, and make sure that everything is safe and stuff like that. But I didn't think that it would be such a big deal for my dad. Like he would have gotten so, because he's been so supportive of my career, and being that this was a great opportunity for me, I thought that he would be, happy about it. But nah, my mother had to like console him for like days, like to the point where my mom was like, I gotta come out here and I gotta see you just to make sure, because my dad doesn't fly, and he wasn't trying to spend a whole week trying to get down to Oklahoma. So my mom had to come down within like the first maybe like 10 days that I was living down there to make sure that I was okay.
Aww.
And report back to him. So, yeah, like I said, I didn't think it was going to be that serious. I'm assuming your sister didn't think it was going to be that serious either with your mom too when she told her.
I don't know. That's a really good question because I think it's different, and this brought up a conversation that we had all weekend because Loka, you're moving in with Tinder.
And let me tell you, my parents are excited about it, though.
Your mom really likes him, though.
Yeah, my mom and my dad love him. All the other relationships, my parents were like, just come home. This time, my dad's like, no, just stay there. I feel good about this one. I mean, they're excited. They're super excited.
That's awesome. That's super dope.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
But the conversation we kept having...
Mm-hmm.
You lived with guys before, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm an OG at this game.
Right. My sister. Right. You're a seasoned veteran. My sister's thinking of moving in with Drew, or wants to at least. They want to do it. And I'm moving in with Alexis. We're going to do that in the new year.
Oh, it's official!
Yeah.
We were trying to tread on it and talk about it.
It's not like official really until anything is signed.
Why am I the only one clapping?
Oh.
No, I'm not going to clap for myself.
I have my reservations. Hold on. Let's bring in Patty Pie. Come on, Mr. Patty Pie. Join in on the conversation. Get in the
you
middle.
You want to go on the mic?
Yeah. Come on. Grab a chair. Slide it over.
And joining
speaking
us
of Patty Pies.
Well, go ahead.
I've never had a cherry cobbler. I thought I had one before at Golden Corral.
This thing is the shit, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like...
these are two of the best pies I've ever eaten.
Yeah, because I'm a smacker and I'm doing everything... I'm a loud eater. I'm a horrible eater. Like, I like to smack. I like to be like, like, when something's really good, like, I'm one of those people like, but I'm trying really hard not to do that right now. I'm trying to show some class and some restraint, but I just
we ain't class. You're on here. We're vultures.
You know? Disgusting.
Follow
this is really good.
Patty LaBelle on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, right? Miss Patty LaBelle. On social media?
At Miss Patty LaBelle.
And if you
Patty LaBelle.
And his mic's on?
Yeah, his mic's
just
on.
Just say your name and everything so people know who they're listening to.
Oh, okay. I'm Teddy Altafoy. And
I like the last name, Altafoy.
Very French.
What is that, French?
Is it French?
Yes, it's French.
Yes.
Where's your background?
My parents are from St. Lucia.
Oh.
Okay.
So do you, okay, yeah. This is me being an American. Do you speak patois? In?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I nailed it. I'm cultured. I'm educated. I'm just like feeling myself.
She's one of the smart ones in our group.
But I grew up in Clinton Hills, all right? So now living in Flatbush. You were? Okay, so we were neighbors.
Yes.
So we were neighbors. The question that we had over this weekend was, is it different for a young man to move in with his girlfriend from the parents' perspective than it is for a young for their daughter to move in with her boyfriend? Well, because we're in the same boat now.
This is going to be good. I have nothing to contribute. So I'm just going to have another slice of pizza. There you go.
Oh, use the hashtag patty pie or patty cakes when you're on social
media. So you will not hear anything from me for at least however long this conversation is, and I'm okay with
If you had a son, would you have a problem? Like for me, I
want to hear, you know how I do. I like to listen, and then I like to...
You just
want to
eat the pie.
Yeah, basically.
That sounds all the way crazy. But I mean, it is a difference because the guys, you're supposed to be the caregiver. You're expected to get out and take care of. For the girls, parents are afraid the guy could, and it could work both ways. The man could abuse her. So yeah, there is a difference. Guys are expected to go take care of a family, and it's okay. You're a man. You're supposed to be to take care of yourself. But when it comes to a female, we run the risk of, you know, just a guy kicking us out. We're living on the streets. He could be abusive. Again, same, besides you getting pregnant, the same thing could happen to you. A woman could be physically abusive. And so the parents are just more afraid to let their baby girl, who's supposed to be fragile, go by themselves.
Is she the youngest, Mike?
She's the youngest, yeah, for sure.
And she a baby, yeah. Like my brother moved out. My parents went and bought them was like, okay, fine, get out of here. For me, my dad, in the beginning, it bothered him. He was afraid. But like I said, this go around, he feels confident. He feels good. Like, my daughter's in great hands.
Yeah. Well, here's another twist to this, though. The reason why it's even more tricky, our situation right now, is because Alexis and my sister are the same age. Mm. So we're having this conversation now where we're trying to figure out, should she tell her parents? Should she not yet? Should she hold off? Because I told my parents this weekend, and it was like they couldn't give a shit.
Yeah, they don't care. For the guys, they don't.
Yeah, I was like, Alexis and I are going to move in together. My mom's just like, all right, well.
Have you met her parents? That's the first
time. I haven't met her parents yet. Oh, because they're in California.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell them. Yeah, you got to make a trip.
I definitely want to do it. It's more the, I feel weird because I feel like there's this double standard that doesn't feel fair to my sister because literally I'm at the table, I announce it, and I'm like, we're moving in together, and it was like whatever, fine. And then my mom and my sister are having this like tension right now where Marissa's literally trying to get like do whatever she can to figure out a way to make this like work and not bother, not hurt my mom, and not, because at the end of the day, my sister's gonna wind up doing what she wants to do anyway.
Yeah, she's grown.
So
she could have your mom participate in finding a location, you know. Ask
but is
her
that
mom-
too much?
Listen, you got to make sure you take care of home first, but God forbid this relationship don't work. You got to make sure mommy feels good, because then if not, she's going to throw everything back in your face later. Not saying that I know your mom.
Yeah.
But if she a G, she going to throw it in your face.
She's
I told
a face
you
thrower.
I knew what I was doing. I told you not to move. So in the process, let your mom be part of it. Tell your sister, be part of it. And at the end of the day, do whatever the hell you need to do, because this is your life.
Would you let your parents influence where you actually live, though, outside of the fact that you want to be with them and want to be near them?
I let my dad help me pick my apartment
with
one of my guys.
Yeah,
I did it because my father was just, he wants to know that he was part of my life, I'm still his little girl, and that he knows that where I'm living is safe.
Mm-hmm.
And that made that one of the transitions easy. This one, my father hasn't seen the place. My father did meet the guy, though. Mm. Does your mom know her boyfriend?
Yeah, Drew was at Thanksgiving with the whole family.
It wasn't the first time they met?
So he was sitting there when
when I was like, yeah, we're moving in together.
Yeah, and when your mom was like, when your sister announced it, he was sitting there as well?
Well, my sister didn't like announce it. My sister's kind of just been, because my sister is still in grad school at Seton Hall. So she's going to be, she's going to be tied up for another like year or two before she can actually go and like leave New Jersey to begin with.
Oh, so but then, girl.
It's more just like these conversations are kind of starting to happen, especially because now Alexis and I are doing it next month.
Yeah.
So
I think it was smart for her to mention it like a year and I guess some change before it actually could possibly happen.
Yeah.
So kind of, you could kind of like, I don't know, I feel like sometimes when you spring stuff on people, that's when they have an issue. But since she's announcing it and your mom is getting her feels out now, maybe gradually over time. I mean, a double standard is always going to be there. That's just, it sucks. And that's just the way life is. But it was smart of her to say something like way before in advance.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've been together for, I think, 3 years or close to that. So I think right now it's got to be. Can't be a big surprise to my parents.
Yeah,
thinking about doing that.
Yeah,
you know. But I don't know. I think it's just a fucked up situation because I'm happy with what Alexis and I are about to do, and I think it's going to be a good thing. And I think that like I'm in love with Alexis, and I'm hoping that that winds up being this is it for me. You know, Marissa I think feels the same way about Drew. So it just feels weird to me because Alexis is very interested in like having babies and then moving close to where my parents want to live in maybe not a couple years, but like 5-10 years or so. And my mom is like she's like, oh, Alexis wants to be here with the grandkids. I love Alexis.
Yeah.
And then it's like you have this the shoe's kind of like on the other foot where you're like you see this like tension because my sister's kind of like, well, maybe I'll move to like South Jersey. My mom's like, no, it's too far.
Yeah, but see, the problem is your sister's boyfriend should want to be closer to her family, even though he has a big tight-knit family or whatever. But you have to remember, it's the girl. You're the boy. You're a man. Your parents are okay. They're letting you fly, spread your wings. But the girl has to stay close to home.
But hold on. This is the other... Alexis is from Los Angeles. So my mom did not want me moving out to L.A.
Of course not.
And I didn't want to go either, but...
But I don't think your girlfriend wants to go back to L.A. anyway. She wanted to come here. Am I correct?
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah.
So, if you're already in the area, whoever's family is closest to where you're currently living, you should be. And I think the girlfriend should win that debate, even though my family is in Florida and I'm here.
Sure.
But my parents are okay because they know that I'm working here in New York. They don't have a problem, but they're part of the process. Your sister has to make your parents part of the process of picking a location. If she decides to go to Maryland, Mom, I'm sorry, I have to go, but can you help be part of this for me?
Yeah.
I know this is hard, but I want you to be at ease. Come look at some apartments with me.
Sure.
So you could see where I'm living it, and I'm okay, and I love you, and I don't want to be without you, but I do have to spread my wings.
Sure. Well, what's going on with you and Tinder then? You guys are finding a place in Jersey?
No, he owns a house. I'm moving into his house. Yeah.
Get it together, Mike, okay?
Yeah.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man.
I got it mixed up with the other guys.
Yay! No, he has a house, and he was the reason we're moving in. We've been dating. It's eight months. And we got to the point where we're like, okay, you're living out of a suitcase and you're tired of going back and forth. Mm-hmm. Your rent is ridiculous. I'm almost at 3 G's to pay for one bedroom. That he wants to raise it just as, I think, like $289 he wants to do.
Wait, in Jersey?
Yeah.
What part?
In Jersey City.
You're paying close to $3,000 for one bedroom. Do you got a door? You have a parking spot?
I got an indoor parking spot.
Indoor parking.
I got a doorman and I have an indoor pool.
And do you have a gym?
I have a gym.
And
I have to pay for the gym.
No roommates?
No, I have no roommates. One bedroom. I had somebody staying with me. Mm-hmm. I had somebody staying with me, but they didn't pay no bills.
You have a washer and dryer?
Washer and dryer in the apartment and one downstairs.
So is it like a building?
It's a condo.
It's a condo. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, but I was like, for one bedroom!
That's a lot. Girl.
One bedroom.
Yeah, the fact that you still have to take the PATH train in, that is like a lot.
That's a lot. And I still got to pay taxes for both areas. But with that being said, like I still could do it. I did it. I did it for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Not 3,000, but damn near close to it. But Mr. Tinder, oh my God. He was just
like.
Did
you say his actual name?
Yes, he did. Danny.
Do I need
I feel
to,
like you should edit
that?
It out.
Yeah.
You should beep it. Bleep it. Yeah. Bleep it.
That's the first time I've ever heard you say his name.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel awkward saying, because it's like.
Keep this part.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Bleep it and keep this part.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he was like, instead of you paying all this money, I really care. He finally told me I love you. And it was so cute with flowers being sent to me with a song. He said, this song reminds me of you. I felt like I was back in high school when he did that. He's like, I want you to stop paying so much money. Let's build a future for each other and let you live with me. And I said, yeah. And I was so happy. I'm like super excited. I'm nervous. I'm not going to front. Like I said, I'm an OG with living with somebody.
Yeah.
There's something about moving in with somebody that you truly care for. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've cared for the guys I dated, but it's not the way that I feel like about Tinder right now. Like, I love this man. He's in my apartment right now cleaning up, breaking apart my bed, my desk, and I'm afraid that anything could go left.
Well,
we could break up, but I'm not wishing that on me.
Yeah.
But it can happen, and to lose this friend, like, not even just love as a relationship, but he is truly my friend. Mm-hmm. And to lose a friend, I think I'll go crazy.
Yeah. Well, just a little bit of advice, because I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need for you not to focus on that.
I'm not trying to. I'm not focusing on it. But you can't help but be human and think about everything.
And think about it. But I feel like it's about to be a new year. This is a new blessing. This is a new chapter in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And embrace it. Like, whatever happens after that. My biggest thing is that I hated that I spent a lot of my life being in situations that I actually love, thinking about what could go wrong and what could happen. And exactly what I thought about, what could go wrong and what could happen, exactly is what happened. So I'm just saying that. Yeah. I've known you for, 3 years now?
Mm-hmm.
And even though we had a little break, which we'll talk about one day.
I can't wait for that, by the way.
Never. Yeah, it's the pettiest shit, ever. Yeah,
it's super petty.
No, yeah, which we have to.
I'm sure.
Yeah, we just need to talk about it.
Yeah,
but we'll talk about it. But I'm just saying, I've never seen you, this happy. From the moment we started talking back and you told me about him, and I was just like, yes, this is it. I'm happy for you.
He's like a blessing. It's just, I'm not wishing nothing negative. It's You are all the shit you go through in relationships to find that one where you really can't exhale. And if you had a wig, whip your wig off right in front of him and feel free.
Yes.
I walk around the house with because I have big breasts. They're like orangutans, I say sometimes, swinging left and right. I never have to hold them up and be like, oh my God, he's going to talk ish about me because my breasts are hanging. Like, I feel free.
That's a beautiful thing. That is beautiful.
I love him. And so I don't want to.
Why are you laughing? Please, is he mine?
The reasons why you feel free is just, they sound so insane to me.
No, but for that,
everybody's freedom, mine is sometimes, okay. Sometimes I have this thing where I fart in my sleep.
We fart in front of each other. It's a game.
You can't control your butt cheeks when you're a booty hole when you're, sleeping. So I could be around someone, the last dude I was with, he was just the fact that you fart in your sleep is one of the sweetest things ever. And I was just that's it. Those are the things that I look for. So I totally get it. Everyone's different.
Yeah, because a lot of times guys are like, oh, you're not supposed to poop in front of me.
I hate
when guys
say that. Are you serious?
Am I not human? Am I not supposed to poop? I got the same hole you do.
Yeah.
But me and Tinder go at it. We be leaving the door open to see whose shit smells the worst. We'll fart. I'd be like, come talk to me. He'll talk to me from the kitchen, though. And because he's in his apartment, he'll be like, I can't smell yours. Yours are lethal. And I'm like, well, don't talk, because yours are just as lethal as mine. But it's just the comfort to be able to be human as a woman. Be a human-ass woman.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's disgusting, but also beautiful.
It is disgusting, but it's just, you poop, I poop, we all
totally
together.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I wish I had the money to put two toilets in the bathroom, so when I'm pooping, he poops, we can poop together
and talk. A nice bidet.
But that's the craziest thing. I have anxiety now where I don't want to be with him. I don't want to be without him.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's scary.
It's but it's different because you've never experienced that before. That's the reason why it's scary. Yeah.
I've been in relationships.
Yeah.
Like I just said, I've lived with so many guys. I've had boyfriends. I'm damn near 39 soon. I've done all this. But this one is just so brand new. Mm-hmm.
It seems like he's also your best friend.
Oh, beyond.
Yeah, I feel that's the most important. The sucky thing is what a lot of my exes, some of us, we were friends before we even started dating. Mm-hmm. And the fact that my motto is, if you're an ex, you're an ex. I don't want you creeping around, because I might have a moment where I might backslide. Then after I backslide, bust a nut, then I'm like, what the hell did I just do? Mm-hmm. So when you're an ex, I'm not fucking with you, like, on any kind of level.
That's me now.
That's before, you now?
Before?
You left the...
I used to stay friends with all
no,
of that. We were
nah,
homies.
Nah, son. Nah. And it's hard for me. I don't know if you experienced mm-hmm. it since you were exes with your friends, because I did try it too, like, in my late teens. I tried. I could never fully commit to the next person that I was with because this other person was still lingering around. Like now that I have that rule, like, yo, we're done. I'll take a break and then I could fully start dating and then fully, like, embrace somebody else without this other person, you know, linger around. And
oh, no. The weird thing about it is, like, if you know that somebody is, like, Alexis and I have had a very up and down kind of relationship the last mm-hmm. year or so. I blame a lot of it on her youth.
Yeah. She got to spread her wings. Huh?
Yeah, right. So, like, every time we would kind of, like, take a break or try to break up or whatever, like, in the back of my head, I was always like, well, I do want to be with her, and I know that, like, right now there's just something is happening and I need to kind of, like, let it play out mm-hmm. and like kind of figure it out from there. Like, so it's weird because closing the door on somebody does let you move on and do a new thing, but at the same time, like, you have to be completely sure that that's, like, in the rear view, otherwise you're gonna always kind of, like, have it in the back of your, like,
that's
I was
true.
Never gonna be able to just, like, date another girl
mm-hmm.
After dating I knew how I felt about her, and I knew, so even if we had taken a break or whatever, there was no part in my head that was just like, well, I'll just date this, I'm dating a new girl now. Like, you fucked around a little bit and like you know, this happened or that happened, but nothing, like, never thought that anything serious was gonna happen out of that, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could see, my thing is, we break up a lot of times, 9 times out of 10, they went back to their baby moms. Mm. So if you gonna circle back, I'm not circling back. You ain't gonna play me. Or they, one guy left me because of his religion. He said, my religion said I can't date you.
What kind of religion was that?
He was into the Santeria saints, you know, the kind of like.
Is that when you were all white?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The, you know, like the ones who don't walk, look at mirrors and stuff like that. And then he tried coming back. And I'm like, nah, homie, you chose a religion over me.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm Catholic.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm not choosing. I mean, God is first and foremost.
Yeah.
But I'm still doing me.
Yeah.
So I was like, when I break off, we break up, but we could still be friends because at some point when we were together, we were friends. We became friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept the friendships. But this go around, I love him so much that I don't want anyone trying to say, oh, let's work it out. I'm not going to circle back like, yes, let's work it out.
Yeah.
But I don't want to give him a thought like, yo, why is my girl still talking to her ex? Is she, even though
no,
I'm not,
and that's
in
why,
my mind,
yeah, that's why,
I know that I'm not.
That's why, like, I totally agree with you. Like, even though right now for me, I've had to clear, you know, like, a path for me to even start dating again and mm-hmm. just start looking, because I had such a, you know, it was just way too much for me.
Yeah. At least you're good. Yeah.
So no, I totally agree with you with the exes. Like, exes are exes, especially in a situation that you're in now where you're with somebody that you really, really love. Mm-hmm. I think the only way that I would probably be friends with an ex, because there's, I'll say, one or two out there that we never actually committed to being with each other, mm-hmm. but we, you know, did everything else except commit, that I'm still cool with. Like, if I see him out in the street and he's married and he got a gang of kids, I'm like, oh, let's take a picture. You know, like, I'm cool. But if it's somebody that I committed to, then I can't. Like, I really can't. I'm sorry, I did not move fast enough to try to hide, like, when he walked in.
Oh, like, oh, girl, please.
Okay.
My boss walked in right now while we're recording.
We weren't supposed to be eating these
delicious.
Yeah,
we're supposed to be eating pad cobblers.
Yeah. Like,
it's all good.
And I'm like, I'm so filled to the brim that I wasn't even able to, like, sneak in and try to hide
good.
It.
Don't even worry about it.
Utopia's in diabetic shock.
Yeah. No, we ain't gonna. Jamie's gonna get in trouble.
Okay,
so don't even worry about it. That's why I said, don't worry. Let's do it. I'll just turn it right back on Jamie. Jamie said that we could have it. Yes, I threw him under the bus. But no, a lot of my exes are married now.
Mm-hmm.
They got. Matter of fact, one got married 2 months after we broke up.
Damn.
Had a baby 2 months after that.
Wow.
Yeah, I had a baby. Got the girl pregnant 2 months after. Yeah, 2 months after that.
Wow.
So, and he couldn't. Mind you, let me tell you this one. This was before Tinder. He would email me text me, hey, how are you doing, whatever, whatever. But me, when we were in our relationships, I was still, I told him, I never hide my stuff. I tell them, I'm still friends with my exes. I even told Tinder. Mm-hmm. Have I talked to any of them right now? Hell to no. Do I answer any of the emails? No, because this relationship is different. Mm-hmm. Like, I am in love with this man. But that dude would complain to me, why are you talking to your friend exes? Why are you doing da-da-da? But why is he doing the same exact thing to me as, like, reaching out to me? And he's married with children. These they weren't married with children at that time when we broke up. And we were still friends. Once you get in a marriage, I'm not that chick. At least if we were exes.
Yeah.
But if you were a stranger, have I done it? Yes, I'm sorry. I'm not even going to act like a psycho.
No, I get it. Well, that's the thing about, you know, living life and growing up. You learn. You learn different lessons. And one of the lessons that I needed to learn was that, I mean, I don't know if you like this, Mike, but I feel like if you give a man like a little bit of a slither of hope or just like an inch in a doorway, like he will stick his whole dick in it. Like whatever he gets a chance to, yo. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's so crazy. Like, when dealing with an ex or just, you know, hey, how are you? You know, thinking that it's just like, hey, Merry Christmas, you know, happy holidays, yeah, just, you know, happy birthday. Yeah, like, no, if they reach out to me in my mind, I'm like, oh, that's nice. It's the holidays. Hey, how are you? How's your family? Good. So when can I come over? It's like, son, damn. Like, know, like, this is like the fourth text. Like, you know, calm down.
I think a lot of men, if they're just single guys, will be overtly flirtatious all the time. Mm-hmm. And probably not just with you. He's probably doing it to like multiple people. If he's like maybe he's also not
casting
single,
out
an
net.
Yeah. Oh, I used to, my mid twenties. Mike had cast a very big net. Very big net. And I used to do the same thing. If like a girl that I knew and I thought was even remotely attractive, I would do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, if she hit me up and she'd be like, oh, like I listened to your podcast or like whatever the thing was to just like be pleasant and be nice, I would always turn it to like so, like, you want to like get a drink or like hang out?
You know how much fun we used to have.
Yeah. And it worked a lot. I got to be honest. And well, so those days are over. But
a lot of times women, when we're single, I mean, it ain't easy out in this damn game. I'm not going to say that's why me and Tinder worked out. But I mean, it's when I was in early 30s, I mean, it was the pickings were slim.
Yeah.
And the pickings were super, super slim. And so if you even gave me, with the poke in the hole, if you gave me a tweet or a text, I'm going to fall for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to remember how good it was.
Yeah.
I know how to get
rid of it. That's
it
right there.
And I know how to push it away. Like, I
remember.
I knew what it was. Like, the my heart wasn't attached to it this go around.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I'd be like, all right, let's get it in. Done. Bye.
Yeah, I guess you always go through phases, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Especially if you're in and out of like long-term relationships.
Definitely.
If Alexis and I were to actually break up for good and not, like close the door, social media blocked and everything, mm-hmm. I would probably just be a mess for a month, maybe even two.
It depends on what happened though.
Yeah.
Old girl cheating on you or did something, you're gonna be like, all right, next.
Yeah, mm-hmm. depending on the circumstances. But if it was like a breakup where we got to the point where we were just like, I just don't know how we can do this and like I love you, but like one of those, like one, mm-hmm. like an adult breakup. Yeah, like, oh, we just can't make it work. And then
I had one of those, yeah.
And then I got to came out of it again. I'm sure after like a month or two, I would just go on a tear of like very casual, meaningless
hookups,
right, for months, for maybe a year before I even considered going on actual dates with people and like courting them as like, you know what I mean?
What's funny is that how breakups now consist of you blocking people from social media.
I know, right?
How crazy, like, because when you mentioned a list of things you need to do now, like to break up with somebody, like that is so, like, that's the first thing I'll do. Like, piss me off. I'm unfollowing you and blocking your ass on every damn thing.
You have to do that like before you go pick up stuff from people. But
like, it's so crazy to process now.
You have, not only do you have someone's phone number in your cell phone, which is in next to your
it's
leg.
It's in your freaking cloud, too, son.
You've got their Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. You got email. There's always a way that somebody's going to be able to inch their way. Like, it used to be like, you could just get that person out of your life.
Yeah.
See, but the thing is, when you block, is your page private or public?
Mine's is public.
So mine's there's public. No reason to block anyone because they still could see your page. Like, my ex-boyfriend did that to me.
Uh-huh.
He blocked me. And I'm like, you freaking twat. I could just go in and still, I could go on the internet. Not saying that I was stalking, but I was looking for his life to be miserable. So I went on.
Hoping, oh, yeah. We all do that. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I went in.
Get fat.
Yeah.
Please.
Oh, I was going through it all. I was like, ooh, because he was a douchebag of all douchebags. But I went in and I went to go. Come in. You good? Come in. We're just doing a podcast. We have a, was it Comcast or Spectrum? Hey,
oh,
sorry.
Hey.
Our own company. They're fixing our TV.
Yes.
Yay. So,
stopping with the blackouts, hopefully.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So, he blocked me, but then I went on the internet, Google, typed in his Instagram page, and I could see it all.
Yeah.
If you're trying to block somebody from your life, you got to go private.
No,
and
but
that's
I think
the only way you could do it.
I think if you block somebody and you're public, it blocks them.
No, yeah, but I could go into Google and type in the person's name and it'll come up.
Yeah, but then you're really reaching for
well,
that is
then,
way too much.
I did that, all right? I was one of those.
I think the point is to get blocked by somebody or to block somebody.
Yeah, but if you're the one that blocked them, that's fine.
Yeah.
But the person who you blocked, if they really want to find you, they still can see you.
Yeah,
that's what I'm basically saying. Yeah, like, you would have to go private.
You're a public figure.
Yeah, but you're a public figure too.
You can go to the Radio 103.9 website and find
you. True.
You know?
But that's the thing. Anybody who's going through that, if you're a public figure or you just like having your page public to everybody, you have to remember, if you're blocking someone, you have to make your page private. That's the only way that you could completely block that person from even contacting you.
But are you really going to make your Instagram private?
No, I'm not doing it. I don't give a damn. Oh, okay. I'm moving on with my life. I'm happy.
Yeah, please.
But,
like, all my exes search and see the great
things. Yeah, but my point was saying was, like, what's the use of blocking somebody? That's my point.
Yeah,
is like, don't say you're blocking when you don't need to, because
I do it just to be a dick. I mean, I'm not even sitting here in front. Like, I'm like the guy that I was dealing with a few months ago. He, you know, oh, you didn't have to block me, you know, offer everything. I'm like, yes, I did. And if I could do it again, I would, but I can't because I already did it. So, like,
that's cold.
Like, that's, I mean, I just enjoy hitting that block button when you piss me off, like, boop.
Yeah.
You know,
I never blocked anybody. I just stopped following them. Because I don't care. You could see what the hell's going on in my life. You could see how happy I am. You could see how I'm looking luxurious now that we're not together. But I won't block you. I'll just defriend you. That's my thing. That doesn't bother me.
I'm queen blocker right here. Queen B.
And that's why you still single.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I choose to be single, okay? That's another podcast.
Yo,
but
I want to find
everything.
Now,
that's another podcast.
Yeah, right? Now that me and Mike got somebody that we know with, you have to join the crew.
We can't be the lone vulture. Thank you, Mike.
This is like as much as I love Alexis and I'm happy that we're like, we're going to take the step and move in together and everything. When this is bad, there's nothing worse than like bad love than when like a relationship's going sour.
But we're not
sour.
Wishing bad evil on each other.
No, but you have
it's
to do
realistic.
That.
I
like
know.
You go through that when you're in a relationship. So there's moments when it's like we're fighting about something and we're just like, why are we even fighting about this? It makes no sense.
Yeah.
There's no reason for this to be happening.
For makeup sex.
And you're miserable for
that's
a couple
the best.
Days.
Like, oh my gosh, makeup sex is like the best.
That's why you have arguments. You don't have arguments just to win. I argue because I want to have some passionate pull my hair, spank my ass, and bite my back sex. Like, oh, I hate you. You should have freaking put the toilet seat down.
Oh. Just wondering what the cable guy's thinking.
As he walks out, right?
That's why you argue.
I am looking forward to the day where I get there, but this is the first time. Like, I feel like I've been looking for the one since I was six. So that's the thing. Is like, I'm in a space right now where I realize that I don't like the person I become when I'm in a relationship. I totally switch up to someone else. And like, it always happens at like the 6 month part for some reason. Between 6 and 9 months, I become this totally different person.
You get bored?
No, it's just like
the visitations end.
I get morphed into somebody that's just like, that I just really don't, that I wouldn't want to mess with. And my thing is like,
but how?
It's hard to explain, Mike. It's like, because every guy, I date the same kind of guy. My friend, my best friend, she put it in the best way ever. She was like, you date guys who are unavailable to you, even though they try to make themselves available to
They're
you.
They're in jail.
I mean, as you can tell, yeah, there are physical limitations for me and emotional ones. So.
I'm kidding.
All jokes aside, you see that there is a pattern. Like, if it's a physical you know, blockage, or it might be an emotional one. And I'm not sure why that is, because my parents have been together since... they've known each other for like 50 years already. So it's just like, I see, you know, what could happen and the potential of what it is that when you be with somebody. But for me, I realized that I really don't know myself. I didn't really know myself well enough to go to the next level with other people. And that's what I do want for myself. I know the next relationship I get into, that is going to be my dude. Like, that is what I want for myself. But right now,
don't go too hard. Like, don't make the list. I tried that list.
Yeah. I've heard that. I heard people make a list of things that you want.
From a man?
Yeah.
In your next relationship, yeah.
Yeah. And to me, that's just way... I like the whole, like, I love fate. Mm-hmm. Like, just to, like, the whole, like, fate and just to see what could happen and who you could fall in love with. That is where I'm at right now because I've had a type for a very long time.
Yeah.
So I'm at a point where I'm like, all right, I'm at this point in my life where I'm completely able to focus on myself 110%. Mm-hmm. I have no children. Thank God my parents are healthy and they have each other. Everyone that I love and care for is physically fine and okay. And you know, I'm not in a relationship with someone. So now I'm a point in my life where I could give myself 110%, and that is what I want to do next year. Like 2018, no joke for me. Like, that's what I want to do. And if I happen to fall in love, that'd just be the icing on the cake, you know. But I'm not trying. I used to map out when I was gonna have boyfriends.
Oh.
And what? Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I would map out when I was gonna have a boyfriend. Like, all right, boom, I just broke up with this person. It's April 13th, you know, 2014. By like September 2nd or 3rd, I should be ready to be in a committed relationship. So I'll stop, you know, all the, you know, messing around and stuff like that. And I'll, whatever dude that I like the most at that point, even if, you know, whatever, I'll, you know, we'll become boyfriend and girlfriend and see what happens. Sometimes it works. Other times I go straight from dating and sleeping with a dude to being his girlfriend.
That was me. That was me for a long period
any,
of time.
Like, and give did you attention. Have a say in it? It just became like, oh, can you come meet my parents? This is my girlfriend, you know. And I'm just like, wait, when did we have this conversation? Like, one dude, I sounds like, bro, it's like, you didn't even ask me to be your girlfriend. Like, I just, you know, met your whole entire family in one shot. And, like, I didn't really sign up for this. You know, I thought we were just getting to know each other. Yeah.
Conversation you might want to have before.
Yeah. And I.
Meeting the folks.
Yeah.
I was the one who said, would you be my man? Like, I would introduce them to my friends, like, ASAP.
Like, I'm very particular about who I bring around people in my life. Because people, I love everyone who's in my life, but y'all don't forget anything. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, especially my dad. He's like an elephant. Is that elephants never forget? Yeah, like, oh, God. Everything. Remembers everything. And when it comes to guys and people, like, you know, I think my taste is okay, but you know, for some people it might be a little questionable, and I don't want to be constantly reminded of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, which for is sure. crazy. So
do you think your tastes are questionable when it comes to these delicious Patti LaBelle pies?
Let me tell you, when it comes to food, that is my thing. When it comes to food, shoes, wigs, weaves, and like everything else except men, I am on point. And this cherry cobbler, like, is super. I had to stop eating it. Is it halfway done?
Oh, it's halfway more. Done. Yeah, Utopia and I easily cleaned out.
I gotta take one swipe of it because I'm full.
Just take a little teaspoon.
I'm so full of it.
And as Miss Patti LaBelle says, live with love, cook with soul, get more of the good life. PattiLaBelle.com.
At Miss Patti LaBelle on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Use the hashtag Patty Pie or Patty Cakes. That's it for our podcast, which was not endorsed or brought to you by Patty Pie
or Spectrum.
No. We just decided to talk about it because we were eating it.
They brought us pie.
They brought us
cobbler as well.
Yeah, they brought it to our radio job. Yeah, this is our fun, happy moment. This is the happy moment. But yeah, they brought us pies earlier. And now this is it for our podcast, which is all about relationships, moving in. And, you know, if you guys want to comment and let us know, they can comment below, right?
No, you tweet at Pop Culture Vultures, and at this point, just talk to us directly. Just tweet at Utopia, tweet at Loca, tweet at me.
Yeah, it's La Loca. I'm more better on Instagram. Just find one of my pictures and comment below, because that's just the way I like to do. I do Instagram. I'm not a big Facebook or Twitter person.
You seem like a very visual person.
Yeah, super visual. So you get at me on there on Instagram. What's yours, Mike?
At Mike Coscarelli on Instagram and Twitter.
Mine's is at Utopia BK, and I will not be answering back until after the new year.
When she's got her new man.
If it happens to happen, it happens.
Well, that's it for Pop Culture Vultures. Like, share, and comment below.
And subscribe.
And subscribe.
And rate and review on iTunes, please. Yes.
Please do. Que Dios me lo bendiga hoy, mañana y siempre, which means may God bless you today, tomorrow, forever. Deuces, I'm out.
Yes.
Peace, y'all. We'll be right back.